Well, so years ago, before I got saved, I was really into Brazilian culture because of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I really liked the language, and I really liked the history of like the Gracies and how jiu-jitsu came about. But obviously, a lot of Brazilian culture is very wicked, right? And I have a couple friends in the New IFB who are Brazilian. We have some Brazilians in our church, and from what I hear, it's very receptive, but it's also a very dark place, right? And I'm sure you experienced a lot of that firsthand, right? What are some things you can tell me about Brazil?
Man, they mostly Catholic. Oh, yeah, they are mostly Catholic. It's like a, I'm not sure about the numbers, but it's a big number. It has a really strong influence in Brazil because the Portuguese, they came and they colonized Brazil. Like they started like catechizing the native population and doing all that, and then they brought the African slaves. And they also try
Convert them.
to convert them. But you know what happens when you're trying to force people into Christianity, like Catholicism?
Catholicism.
They mix the religion,
Yeah.
right? So especially the city I'm from is the one of the city outside Africa with the most black people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, over 80% of the population is black. So, and they have a strong cultural identity, that they value that very much,
Like you're saying, like they're nationalist in a sense, or what? Like they're very proud to be Brazilian?
They're very proud to have the black history,
Oh, I
you
see what you're
know.
saying. Okay.
So they value the religion. There's a religion there called two religions. Like it's kind of the same branch. So it's Ubanda and Candomblé. It's like these African tribal religions that gives like a deity for everything from nature. So they have the god of the mountains, the god of like water or whatever. And to this day, what's weird is like to this day, they have like festivals, they have all these like holy days for these deities. A tribal African religion has influence in the 21st century.
That's crazy.
You see, like that's how backwards they are.
Didn't you say that that's actually where capoeira also originated,
Yeah,
right?
it's the black slaves. The history goes that they used to pretend they were dancing, but they were actually training their martial art to
How to fight.
protect themselves, how to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories about it, like the way they pray for these deities. It's like mixing the Catholic idols with their idols. So they put it like behind or close or inside the other idols. So they would worship their own idols, but when their masters would come and see them, oh, they're worshiping Mary or they're worshiping the saints or whatever. So there's a lot of